Good morning, everybody, and welcome to another episode of Obsidian Achievement. This is your host, Michael Russin, coming at you live with another episode on a Hump Day Madness extravaganza. So I was about 3 minutes into an episode, and some spam number somehow snuck through my Do Not Disturb, and the whole damn thing erased. So I know that this is an episode that I need to publish, so I'm going to do it again, even though I don't want to. So I had a great question the other day, a phenomenal question. Young man asked me, he said, Michael, I'm not looking for a get rich quick. I'm not looking for an easy answer. But he said, if you needed to make it, let's say you had nothing right now. You were just a young kid like me coming out of school, or you've been working a 9-to-5 for 10 years, and you needed to make $100,000 as quickly as possible. Let's just say within 6 months. How would you do it? How would you make $100,000 as quickly as you could? And I said, my goodness, that's a phenomenal question, and I'm going to answer it. Now, I'm going to give my answers in order of the route I would take, like in descending order, number one being my first route, number five or six, wherever we land, being the route that I would probably take last, but you could still have success. So in other words, I'm going to go from the one that I think would have the most success the quickest to the one that I think would have the least success, or maybe take the longer amount of time, but it's still a feasible option. So number one, the first thing I would do is get into a sales job. And I think life insurance sales is probably, obviously that's what I was in for 10 years, but to me, that's the easiest industry to sell in, because everybody who has a life needs life insurance. And all you really need to do is overcome one objection, really. You're going to have the people that say they can't afford it, or the thinkovers, and that's just with any sales job. But the one unique to life insurance that you need to learn to overcome is just the I have it through work objection, which is very easy to beat. Joe, I got you, man. Everybody has life insurance at work. Nearly everybody. The problem is, Joe, 31 days after you change jobs, leave jobs, get fired, or retire, you lose your coverage. You lose it all. And the problem is, Joe, is that many people wait until they retire, and at 65, when that coverage drops, they try to purchase a policy at 65. And one of two things is going to happen. Either you're too old and medically uninsurable because your health is in decline. A recent cancer diagnosis, a heart attack, other cardiovascular issues, things like that. Or number two, let me explain it this way. You pay for life insurance with your money. It comes out of your bank account every month. However, you buy it with your age and your health. The younger you are and the healthier you are, the cheaper that it is to get a policy. It's like the opposite of car insurance. Car insurance becomes a little less expensive each year as we age. Life insurance becomes more expensive with each year that we age. And when you start hitting your 50s and 60s, it becomes exponentially more expensive. $100,000 whole life policy right now would probably cost me $80 a month. When I'm 65, that same policy for the same coverage would probably cost me $500 a month. So you need to lock your age and your health in right now. You need to own a policy. Through work, you're just renting the coverage. But when it comes to the most important thing in your life, which is your family, Joe, you can't rent things that they need, especially something that's going to take care of them when you die. See, Joe, the TV on the wall can be replaced. The car in your driveway can be replaced. But the one thing that your family can't replace is you. Now, what we can do is make sure that your income is replaced so that your wife won't have to go work two jobs, right? Because not only if you were to die, the kids aren't just going to lose dad because you're dead. They're also going to lose mom because she's got to go work 80 hours a week. And now, you know, grandma and grandpa are raising the kids, or God forbid, you know, they're in a daycare and the government's raising them. We don't want that, right? So life insurance would be my number one pick. If somebody had a gun in my hand and said, you have 6 months to make $100,000, I'd get right back into life insurance sales. And the good thing is, you get with a decent company, you could build a team, you could get what's called residual income. Life insurance is great because every year that person pays their policy with a company that offers residuals, you get paid again. You get paid again. So if you spend, you know, 20 years at a life insurance company and you retire from that life insurance company, all the policies that are all still on the books paying, you're going to get paid a fraction of that premium every single month for the rest of your life. And I believe most companies have residual income effects that work like an estate they pass on to your wife, your kids, etc. So life insurance would be the very first stop for me. So, you know, people ask me what companies, if you want to know, you could DM me. Really, when it comes to life insurance sales, you're going to have two options. You could go to a captive company, which means you can't sell for anybody else. You sell one set of products, but usually there's a lot of captive companies that will help with your lead cost. Now, you could also go be a broker, which means you could sell for a bunch of different companies. You have a much wider array of products to work with. However, when you're a broker, usually you're fronting your lead cost 100% out of pocket. You get very little support. There's pros and cons to each. But life insurance sales is the very first thing that I would get into. Number two would be any other kind of sales. You know, let's say I could get back into life insurance, I would get into some other kind of sales, right? I would probably hit something like solar, you know what I mean? I would probably do solar sales, something, but sales would be the very first place I would go. And it's not just to make the money. The hell is that? Oh, somebody breaks. Yikes. Not just for the money, but for the skills you're going to learn. You know, being in sales will just absolutely improve your people skills. So life insurance sales would be number one at the top of my list if I needed to make $100,000 very quickly. Number two, I would learn a skill like drop shipping or copywriting. So that would be number two, and there's all kinds of resources on the internet that could teach you how to copyright, which is basically sales language, persuasive language for companies that are trying to move a product, or drop shipping. There's a lot of information out there. You could do Amazon and all kinds of stuff. So I'd probably get into one of those two. So really, in order, I'd probably go number one, life insurance. Number two, real estate or solar sales. Number three, I would get into copywriting or drop shipping. You know who's actually got some phenomenal courses on this? Highly controversial figure. I think he's back in jail again. But Andrew Tate has some great courses. I think it's like $90 a month you can get access to learn how to copyright and dropship. Number four, very risky, but I would probably get into options trading. But really, you're going to need money to get into options trading, but I mean, it's mostly luck, but back in 2019, I took $3,000 and basically turned it into 100 times $3,000 in a matter of 3 months doing options trading. I had a lot of success. Options trading is complicated and it's very risky, but if I had a gun to my head and I couldn't do the first three options and I had $1,000 or $2,000, sitting around, I would do some options trading. Options trading really isn't conservative, but I would be more conservative if that was the only money I had to my name. I wouldn't really recommend. I'm not a financial advisor. I'm not giving anybody financial advice, blah, blah, blah. Disclaimer, you could take $3,000 and put it in options and lose it one day. One day, gone. All your money. Options, an oversimplification is, if I have $1,000, and let's just say Apple is $100 a share. It's more than that, but let's say Apple was $100 a share, and I've got $1,000. Well, if I buy $1,000 worth of Apple, I get 10 shares, right? If Apple goes up $5, so 100 to 105, I made $5 per share. I've got 10 shares. I made $50, so now I got $1,050 worth of Apple. Now, with an option, I buy $1,000 worth of options of Apple and it goes up $5. I could make $500-$600. Boom. 10 times more money. However, it goes down a few bucks, I could lose all my money. So options trading, very risky. Because if the stock goes down and you just bought the stock straight out, outright, you go down $5 a share, you lost $50. So you still got $950. You go down Apple just at 9:30 in the morning. Between 9:30 and 10 is really when you want to get in there. 9:30 and 10 o'clock in the morning, it drops $5. I lost my full $1,000. So options, very risky, but you can make a lot of money. just like anything else. So normally, the higher the risk, the quicker you can make the money, but also the quicker you can lose your money, right? Those are really the ways I would go. Honestly, I can't think of many other things. You could flip things. You know, another thing I would do is I would open up, I would buy things on Facebook Marketplace. I would rent a storage unit for, you know, $150, $200 bucks a month, whatever they go for now. And I would buy up a bunch, and again, you need capital to start this too. I would buy up a bunch of stuff on Facebook Marketplace and flip it. Or you can open up your own Amazon store. You know, that's another thing. I don't know if that's similar to drop shipping. I'm not super familiar with it. I just know people have made a lot of money with that. You know, if I had some capital sitting around, I would also look into getting government housing. There's a guy on TikTok, I don't remember his name, that's very successful with that stuff. But all of this stuff, you're going to need money to start. The only thing you're not going to really need much money to start in, you know, you'd have to purchase a life insurance license, which, depending on your state total between the course, your background check, your exam, probably going to cost you anywhere from $300 to $600, depending on your state. There are certain states that are very expensive. Other states are very, very cheap. Life insurance sales probably be number one, as we've discussed, would be number one. And most companies, you could even do this remotely now. You could do life insurance sales remotely. How cool is that? To be able to just sit there. You know, and the other thing is, you got to think, you probably want to purchase other states. So once you get your resident state license, you could purchase other state licenses without having to test again. So I would probably get licensed somewhere like Texas, you know, Florida, California. I would pick up licenses in those states. New York, I think you have to retest in New York if I'm not mistaken. But that would probably be at the top of the list. Top of the list. So if somebody had a gun to my head, you got to make $100,000 in 6 months or less, that's what I would do. Life insurance sales. You know, probably real estate or solar sales, options or drop shipping or copywriting, and then options trading would probably be the top answers for me personally. Last would probably be coaching. Lifestyle and mindset coaching would be another one, but you have to have a lifestyle and a mindset that attracts people. You know what I mean? If you're some broke college kid and you've got no money and you've got nothing to show for yourself. See, that's the thing. Everybody wants to be a coach. Everybody wants to be a coach. You know what I'm saying? And these people think that because they can talk slick or they've read Think and Grow Rich, that they're qualified to coach other people's lives. And that's just not, it's just not the case. It's just not the case. Everybody out there wants to be like some kind of lifestyle and mindset coach. Everybody out there wants to be like some kind of just like, you know, again, because they went to a seminar or read a book, they think they're qualified to coach people. Like, if you're going to coach people on success, the first thing I want to see is your resume. That's the first thing I want to see. Why do you feel like you have the right to tell other people how to live their life? What have you built? What have you, like, I got guys out there. I see this all the time. They're doing like manhood stuff and their physique is shit. I don't see any evidence in their life that, unless they're just flying way below the radar, that they've had really any amount of financial success. That they don't even have kids yet. You're not a man, really. I mean, I don't want to say that. There's some great men that I know that are just unable to have children. So those guys exclude. I'm talking young guys. Like, I think the full manifestation of manhood is being a father, personally. I know not everybody can have kids. And so I kind of say that with a little bit of understanding that, like, there are some great men out there who aren't fathers because just various things, medical issues and things like that, and just fertility issues. But You know, I'm looking like, are you a father? Are you a husband? What kind of financial success have you had? What types of businesses have you built? And what's your physique like? Everybody wants to be a coach now. But that would probably be the last thing I would do. But that's only because I'm in a position to do so. I'm a father of two girls. I've got a great marriage. I've built multiple companies at this point. And I've had a great deal of financial success. So that there you go. That's the list. So kind of think about those things. You know, other than that, I would try to find some other business to start. And that's a conversation for a different time. So that's today's episode. All right. I appreciate you guys. Love you. Let's get it. Peace.